Android is getting mature with every major release, and we are heading towards a more user-centric and privacy-first operating system. Android Oreo was released back in 2018. One of the major changes was related to background limitations, which changed the way most apps would function. It was one of the turning points for Android, as a lot of apps were running in the background even without users knowing about it, and this also drained a lot of battery. To prevent that from happening to a certain extent, the Android team came up with this major change. As welcoming as it was for users, a lot of developers were affected by this change. With the release of Android R, some of the developers still run into issues with Alarm Manager API, as it doesn't work the way it was working in previous Android versions, below Oreo. In this article, we'll cover basics of Alarm Manager and its working, broadcast receiver's role when using Alarm Manager, changes/requirements to make it work seamlessly in Android Oreo and above. Basics of Alarm Manager. Alarm Manager is an API that is exposed by the Android framework to schedule your app to run at a specific point in the future. In simple words, if you want some work, showing notification, making an API call to your servers in the future, irrespective of the fact that if the app is running in the foreground, you can use Alarm Manager API. We'll use Alarm Manager Compat, which is a wrapper class over the existing Alarm Manager class, to make our life easier. To set up an alarm using Alarm Manager Compat API, specifically the functions which allow you to set alarm to a very specific time, we require an instance of Alarm Manager class, the UTC at which alarm should be triggered, the type of alarm, and the pending intent which will fire when it's time. Getting an instance of Alarm Manager is fairly simple. Please check the code snippet for more details. Getting UTC time is based on the logic of your app. In this example, I am setting it 10 minutes after the current time. Please check the code snippet for more details. Alarm types are RTC, RTC / wake up, elapsed / real time, elapsed / real time / wake up. You can learn when to use which type here in section alarm types, pending intent. While creating pending intent, we'll use pending intent. Get broadcast function. Please check the code snippet for more details. Next, we set the alarm. Please check the code snippet for more details. Now the functions with set exact XXXX, ironically, aren't as exact as we want them to be on Android Oreo and above. Broadcast receiver's role when using Alarm Manager. When we use Alarm Manager, we pass a pending intent which gets fired by the OS when the alarm is triggered, in other words, when our device's clock hits the time we set in our alarm request. Now, our pending intent's intent, in which we mentioned a broadcast receiver class. That class's onReceive method is called automatically with the same intent which we passed, making Alarm Manager work like before. Now, if we look into the reason why our Alarm Manager is not working the way we expect it to, is because of the battery optimizations set by the Android framework and OEM. There are at least two ways we can make it work. Foreground service for registering the broadcast receiver for our alarms. Request user to whitelist your app from framework's battery optimization. Foreground service. It may not be ideal for some apps, as it will show a persistent notification in the notification panel, but it's a good thing that Android Oreo and above allow users to hide notifications if they want, and it won't affect the functioning of the app. While using foreground service, we will use its / on start command / method to register our receiver. And if due to some reason our service is killed, we can do the cleanup in / on destroy / method. Please check the code snippet for more details. Starting a foreground service is fairly simple. Please check the code snippet for more details. Using this method, we can ensure that our broadcast receiver is always listening, whitelisting our Android app from battery optimization. If you don't want your app to show a persistent notification, they can use this method, but with a lot of caution. This workaround can easily be misused, and if your app is doing a lot of heavy lifting in the background, including this Alarm Manager, well then this may not be the ideal for your app. Before you continue reading further, I would heavily recommend that you read this. To whitelist our app, we need to take the user to battery optimization settings and ask the user to select our app and set its status to not optimized or something along the same lines, as this can vary based on Android version and device manufacturer. Note, be mindful that this is sometimes removed or changed by certain OEM like Huawei. If you execute the intent given below on a Huawei device, you'll most likely get an activity not found exception. Use this method at your own risk and test it on multiple devices before you ship it in production. Always make sure to tell users the reason why you need them to whitelist the app with the steps they might have to follow to complete the process, through a dialogue or a note. Then if the user accepts/agrees to it, only then fire the intent and wait for users to do its thing. You can always verify if your app is whitelisted or not using the following piece of code. Please check the code snippet for more details. The intent, which takes the user to battery optimization settings. Please check the code snippet for more details. My suggestion would be to only use this method as a last resort. I hope this article was informative and helped you learn something new. Feel free to share your feedback or queries.